الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله بيقين إن شاء الله. Today, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wanna pay attention on the khutbah and the meaning of some words. What did these words entail and mean? And I'm gonna start, for everything there is a beginning. And if we understand the beginning and we are understand that it is a good starting point and we have a hold on to it, most likely we can digress and progress. Insha'Allah, till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the higher level and the higher level and on and on. If we, somebody gonna ask you, and especially I am still in the continuation of the series of the Muslim family. Now, when your child come and ask you a question, Dad, why am I Muslim? Or what is Islam entail? What is it? What you gonna tell him? Let us go to the first revelation that it happened. Let us take a snapshot and go. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran revealed on him what he was doing, he was in an act of worship, right? He was praying. He was used to go to Akhira for what? For worship. That mean what? That was his starting point, but that was not the ending point. Or that was not the goal. Because if that's the goal and that's satisfactory, it was no reason for having a revelation. He is doing it right. Let us go to whatever has been revealed in the beginning. And just today, inshallah, I am not interpreter of Quran. I'm not claiming that. All I'm trying to do is to try to put some shade on